The Hard Gospel Project is a difficult name. In some ways it suggests something that's very aggressive, that's angry, whatever. And it's actually hopefully quite the opposite. The phrase Hard Gospel actually came from an interview done with a retired rector in Northern Ireland, in which he said, what we need to see is a return to the hard gospel. By that I mean a return to loving God and loving your neighbour. And essentially what he was saying is, listen, it's not rocket science, Christian discipleship. It's actually about very simple things, but very difficult things, loving God and loving your neighbour. And essentially those two concepts embody what the Hard Gospel Project is about.
And was there a feeling that the church had somehow lost this sense of the Hard Gospel?
The Hard Gospel Project itself came out, I suppose, it originated from the difficulties and the situation around Drumcree. And Drumcree forced the Church of Ireland to look at the situation of division in our community, forced the Church of Ireland as a denomination to look at the issue of sectarianism. And as a response to the situation arising from Drumcree and arising from that challenge, the Hard Gospel Project originated from that challenge. And essentially, it's the Church of Ireland saying, listen, it's not enough just to state the obvious when it comes to addressing division in our community. It's not enough just to have an attitude of whatever you say, say nothing. The Church of Ireland is essentially saying in the setting up of this project that we have got to deal seriously with Jesus' teaching in a situation where there is division and difficulty in living with difference.
So is the Hard Gospel just about Drumcree and the Orange Order, or about other things as well?
No, it's very definitely not about just those issues. And it's the other thing to stress is it's very definitely not just a Northern project. The origins of the project actually came from there, if you like, the initial momentum for it. But the project has actually grown into something that's an all-Ireland project. And if you were to boil it down to this, it's actually the Church of Ireland facing the issue, how do we live with difference within our community? Now, there are a number of contexts, obviously, for that. There is the phenomenal social, religious and economic change that has taken place with the Celtic Tiger, a great wave of immigration. And so in the Republic of Ireland, that issue particularly, but also in the north of Ireland, there's that issue of how to live with difference. And obviously in Northern Ireland, there's the issue particularly of divisions that have gone back through the Troubles and way beyond back into history.
And what sort of initiatives are you attempting?
We're working on initiatives that are going for a layered approach. That's a fancy way of saying that one of the vital things about the Hard Gospel Project is that there must be something happening somewhere locally on the ground. In other words, if the Hard Gospel just produces reports, if the Hard Gospel just makes statements at a certain level, I think that's all very well. But if it doesn't actually do something practically on the ground, I think then failure is the name of the game. So the Hard Gospel is designed courses that parishes can run, and it enables we've called it the courses Reflect and Act. And basically the courses enable a parish to reflect on what it means in 21st century Ireland, to reflect on the question, what does it mean to love our neighbour? And the reflection means actually identifying who our neighbour might be. And Jesus was very, very clear, our neighbour is not just our friend, it's not just the person we agree with, our neighbour is also our enemy, and everything in between. And the act part of that is then on the basis of that reflection, a parish can actually decide, we're going to do something practical to actually do what Jesus commanded us to do, to love our neighbour. So that's an initiative on one level, on a very local level.
Has the project been generally welcomed?
Yes, it has been generally welcomed. And I think for this reason, I think there is a sense in the Church of Ireland, and there's a sense born by the Hard Gospel Report. This was a research study, a scoping study, which was the foundation for the Hard Gospel Project itself. And that identified something very significant in the Church of Ireland. It identified two things, in fact. It identified, first of all, a deep sense within membership of the Church of Ireland that sectarianism is incompatible with Christian faith. And it identified something else, that there is a groundswell of opinion within the Church of Ireland that we want to deal with that in some way, in a significant way as a church.